All righty, being a Tuesday, now we catch up with our IT and gadget guru, and being a Rabbitohs tragic, very happy about the fact that South's got another win on the weekend. He's got a wonderful website too, techguide.com.au. Stephen Fenwick is the man. He's on the line. Morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Richard. How are you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks. You'd be a happy chappy about the Rabbitohs getting another win up.
Mate, two in a row. We're on a roll. I'm looking to buy grand final tickets.
How good is that? and everybody's screaming for Latrell to be back into the State of Origin team. Boy, oh boy, how times change. You get a couple of wins and play well and all is forgiven.
Yeah, well, the way he played on the weekend, mate, it's the Latrell of old. Like, he really took charge and just you could tell he was in the mood. He was in the mood to play. If he can produce that for New South Wales, then he'd certainly be an attractive choice for the team.
Yeah. Now, you've no doubt had your eyes glued to Apple's Worldwide Developers Conference, which happened overnight. Yep. What's the Worldwide Developers Conference all about?
Yeah, I'm actually over here, Richard. I'm in the US right now. I just got back from Apple Park. The Worldwide Developers Conference is their annual event. It's all about their platform, so the software that goes into the iPhone, the iPad, the Mac, the Vision Pro, Apple TV, Apple Watch, and what they do is they present all the different updates and do new features so that developers can potentially include them in their software updates as well. But what really has stolen the headlines here today is the fact that Apple has now introduced their version of AI.
And they're calling
it Apple Intelligence, they're calling it. So it is going to work across their devices. And it's going to really empower, like, not only for sort of access to those large language models that we already see, but it's also going to sort of know your calendar, your email, your inbox, and all these things that you've received, so it can help you, organize your email, rewrite some text, organize, summarize a document, summarize your long transcription of a recording, for example. So all these capabilities now that are going to be part of the iPhone, part of iOS 18, iPad OS 18, and Mac OS Sequoia. They're the latest versions. They'll be out in September. So, and Siri has got she's been given a new lease on life with a more AI capability. So she's smarter and more capable than ever before. She can really understand your look at your calendar and your inbox and give you contextual answers to your questions based on what you want to know, but also what Siri knows about you as well. And it all underpinned too with Apple very big on the privacy side of things, most of it happening on the device. If it has to happen off the device, they've got private cloud set up with no data being collected by their users. So this is one of the Apple requirements. If there is a server used, it has to comply with Apple's ruling there that no data is collected.
Okay, interesting. And look, AI is not something. I mean, AI has been incorporated into software on iPhones and all sorts of things for quite some time, but it's now becoming all important now, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Well, AI is sort of what they were calling machine learning. So machine learning can already help you take a better photo, help you do so many things on your device already. Now they're bringing the power of their chipsets. By the way, it'll work. Apple Intelligence will work on devices with the A17 Pro chip or any device with an M series chip. So M1, M2, M3, M4. So whether it's an iPad or a Mac, or I think it'll be the latest iPhone, the 15 that it'll work on and forward. That's what it's going to work on. So if you've got a really an older device, you'll still be able to run iOS 18. But you may have to. It won't be as much on device. You may have to, because they've also partnered with ChatGPT as well to give you supplement the AI that's on board.
Okay, Stephen Fenwick in the United States for Apple's Worldwide Developers Conference. Their big money spinner is obviously the iPhone. So all this new technology is incorporated. Have they teased? My youngest daughter is one of those who gets every new flaming iPhone, so she'll be interested in the next one. They're talking about a 16 out before the end of the year.
September will be the normal launch date for the iPhone. That's not going to change. The iPhone 16. 17 will be launched around the same time when iOS 18 comes out as well. So it'll be not only iPhone, new iPhone, new software, and Apple Intelligence will be all coming together at once there. But the big announcement made for the hardware today was, you know, their Vision Pro, you know, that headset?
Yes, yes.
That is coming to Australia. It's going to go on sale on July the 12th. It's only been available in the US so far. Goes on sale July 12th in Australia. And brace yourself for the price, Richard.
Oh.
It starts from $5,999.
Whoa.
So 6K, it starts at that price.
Yeah.
If you want to...
An expensive toy.
And, yeah. Exactly, yeah. So it's worth $3,600 here anyway. So
yeah, yeah.
It's expensive everywhere, but that's just the price difference.
And look, you've had a play with this, haven't you? And you're impressed.
I was very impressed. It is it's sort of what they call mixed reality. So they can bring digital content into the real world. Can give you virtual reality, augmented reality. You can watch a movie on a virtual theatre. You might be sitting in this virtual theatre. You can watch sport like you're there. It's got a lot of software, a lot of apps already developed for it, like more than 2,000 apps designed just for Vision Pro. It could become your monitor. So if you want to work on your Mac and have your bigger monitor and spread out your work, you can use the Vision Pro to do that as well and work in private because no one can see what you're doing. You can spread all your work out. Yeah, it's remarkable. Yeah.
Comes at a price. Look, we're always talking about scams. I got one overnight that I hadn't had before. Came through at 1 o'clock this morning. Alert, your card has been added to a new Google Pay. If you did not make this, please visit commonwealth.com, secureinfo.com to secure your account, CommBank.
Yeah.
It's a scam. And as we head into tax time now, unfortunately, the word is there are more and more of them. Beware of the scams, hey, Stephen?
Absolutely, yeah. This is kind of the time of year where we're all looking to do our tax returns. So the ATO, MyGov. So cyber criminals think, right, there's going to be a lot of people out there talking about taxes and their finances. Let's create some fake websites that look like the ATO and MyGov and send people phishing emails to direct them to these fake websites and try to steal their data, steal their identity, steal their money. That's what they're doing. And so you've got to be really careful. If you do receive an email or a text message, just be mindful that the ATO is never going to ask for personal information via a text message.
Yeah.
They're never going to threaten you with arrest and all these things. See, they try to create that sense of urgency like they did with you. You know, they said, there's a card's been added.
Yes.
Click here if it wasn't you. You're thinking, oh, God, I better go do something. That's what they want you to do. They want you to react.
Mm.
And then you click on the link and then it's too late. So just be very careful that this time of year, only deal directly with the ATO, with MyGov, or your accountant. Don't trust any emails or with links in it that are trying to direct you somewhere else.
And look, we keep hearing all the time that our telcos are doing more and more to prevent these things, but they obviously need to do a lot more to cut all of these things out. Because, I mean, I get them from, supposedly from landlines, sometimes from mobile numbers, etc. And if anything, I reckon I'm getting more of them these days.
Yeah, well, just the sheer number that are being sent out. You're right, the telcos do not a bad job reducing the number. Like you'd receive a lot more if it wasn't for their filters already.
Yeah, yeah.
But some of these are obviously newer technology. They get around maybe the filters. So it's a constant battle, the cat and mouse game where the telcos have got to improve their filters and improve that service so that less customers are getting those emails and text messages to begin with.
Yeah, always good to talk to you, mate. Thank you very much for your time. Good luck. You've got the Broncos, I think, on Friday, haven't you, the Rabbitohs?
Friday night, mate. Yeah, I'm back in the country Friday morning and straight out to Homebush to watch the Rabbitohs. Hopefully win 3 in a row, mate.
All right, good luck, and thanks again. We'll catch up next Tuesday. Have a good week, Stephen.
Thanks, Richard.
Stephen Vinnick, our IT and gadget guru, and don't forget his website, which is a ripper, techguide.com.au.